Birds reach the midpoint of the season with a 4-4 record. Going into the bye week, many questions remain. The Eagles play the NFC East 5 times in the remaining 8 games and essentially hold their playoff hopes in their own hands. It's time for the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Valley Brook Country Club. Now, here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Good evening, everybody. Cut that music, Steve. We got work to do. Big crowd on end here at Riley's Pub at the Valley Brook Country Club. Steve was getting everyone all fired up. We're down to Dallas next week. We still have a little bit of time, Steve. Get everyone calmed down. We'll talk about Dallas next week, but we all know we can't wait for Dallas week. Well, welcome everyone to the Ron Jaworski Show, coming to you live from Riley's Pub here at the Valley Brook Country Club. And as usual, the show is brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzavecchia, and the guys take good care of you. We are brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during those peak hours when everybody seems to be online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. Brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their new sports book. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Nick Jaffray, all the great folks out at Bradford Water Heaters, thank you very much. Bradford Water Heaters, built to be the very best. And of course, it's a Wednesday. It's Riley's Pub. Oh, it's Miller Lite time. We have those special prices on Miller Lite. I see Kenny Solaire, all the guys at the bar. They got them lined up back there. I see, we have the Soulmate cheerleaders here. We have Soul Man. I want to thank Mark Kramer, Brandon Dalton, all the folks out at Miller Lite. And, do we have a very super special guest with us tonight. And this show has been rocking over the last couple weeks. We've been bringing it. And not because of me. It's because of the people we get on the show. And how about this guy? Sean Landetta. Huh? How good is that, folks? It may take me the whole show to give you his resume. 23 years in professional football. 23 years as a punter. From the Philadelphia Stars in 1983, the New York Giants in 2006. That's a career. The 1980s all-decade team. The 1990s all-decade team. The New York Giants all-time team. The Philadelphia Eagles 75th anniversary team. And he's a punter. Congratulations, Sean. Great to have you on the show, man.
Thanks very much, Ron. Great to be here, and happy Halloween to everybody. I see a lot of cool outfits out here. When I was leaving to come over, it was so great to see all the little tykes going out. Make sure my wife, Donna, she has plenty of candy there for the kids. And Halloween's always a great night, and it's so good to be here with you tonight.
Yeah, you don't want to have your house egged or anything like that, so make sure you give them nice candy and prizes. And
we always give them good stuff. You know, it seems like 40, 50 years ago, the people that were teenagers at that time, I mean, that certainly wouldn't be us. That seems like stuff they would do a little bit more. But today, a little calmer, and certainly want to have good candy.
All right, 23 years in professional football. I mean, you started here with the Philadelphia Stars back in 1983, playing at the old Veterans Stadium. I remember you guys there with Jim Mora as your head coach and Carl Peterson and that old gang, and you ended your career in 2006. How do you last that long, Sean?
Well, a lot of luck, Ron. I mean, certainly you have to do your part. You get yourself ready every year to play, and pretty much you understand. You went through it. I mean, you played 17, 18 years. You played forever also. People don't realize that, but you have to win your job every year. They only keep one, and you just hope you play well enough that they keep you as the punter. Quite often I'd go to camp, and even if I had punted the other guy, he was still real good. But he was younger, he was cheaper, and I thought, you know, they might not keep me. Because even though I punted well, this other young man is good enough to go with too. But I was very lucky to stay healthy, get the opportunity, because again, they only keep one. And every year, you hope you play well enough where they choose you to be the guy.
Yeah, and by the way, Sean Landetta is still in the area, hanging out at a number of events, see him at all the golf tournaments around. So if you ever need a guy to stop over and entice your party into some fun, he'll be the guy. Sean Landetta, reach out to him here at the Fanatic. You know, he's always hanging with me at golf tournaments, fun events, the Jersey Shore. And we also got a cold Miller Lite in front of us, it seems.
Well, you guys got everything. You can't beat it here. Got it all.
We got great people. That's what we have. We got the good folks here at Riley's Pub. All right, let's go back to London. Jolly-o, cheerio, all those good things. I was there for 6 days. Had an absolute fantastic time. And the Eagles won the game, most important. I'm sorry I missed it by 2 points. I had the Eagles 24-20. It was 24-18. But I guess in the world of gaming, that is a cover, as they say, Sean. A cover.
For you to be that close is amazing, but you know football. That doesn't surprise me. You'd be close. So glad they won that game. I mean, everybody knows what happened the week before it against Carolina. And tell you what, if not for a call that could have gone either way there, either way on Sunday, who knows what would have happened. You know, the Eagles have lost a couple games where they had leads in the fourth quarter. And I know Sunday in London, you're thinking, oh, my God, here we go again. But certainly they hung on. They got that call. And now they're 4-4 halfway through. 8 games left. Let's see where they go.
Yeah, it's going to be a good stretch run. I'm a 4-4 team. I felt going in to the game in London against Jacksonville because it was their must-win for Jacksonville. They were a struggling football team. You know, they've been humiliated a few times this year by teams that they were better than. The Eagles were, you know, coming in that game 3-4. It was a must-win, although in the division I think the Eagles are in, it's going to be an 8-8, 9-7, will likely win the division. So it wasn't that much pressure, but certainly a win was necessary. And Sean, you know, every game comes down to a couple plays. You get a couple drop passes by the Jaguars. Could have been touchdowns. You get a couple, you know, close replay calls that go the Eagles' way. But at the end of the day, you have to find a way to win. This is today's NFL. You have to find a way. And what I thought was really cool, though, being over there in London, you just don't know how the fans will react. And by the way, it was like Philadelphia had moved to the U.K. for about 5 days. This bar down there called Passyunk, you know what I mean? You couldn't. It was a block party all weekend. The owner said he made more money that weekend than in a whole year, thanks to the Philadelphia Eagle fans. But you know it. Amazing. You've seen it. You've been around the league. These Eagle fans travel as well as anyone in the NFL. How important is that when you're traveling, you know, 5,000 miles and all of a sudden you turn around and you got 30,000 of your fans rooting for you?
Well, it goes such a long way, and I don't think the fans realize, you know, how it is for a team where you're traveling on the road and you know you're in their state, you're in their city, and everybody there is against you. And it's so great to turn around and see the color of your jersey, see people you know, see people cheering for you. And again, the Eagles are one of the very few teams in the NFL. I mean, all 32 teams have great fans, but, you know, a top five, you'd have the Eagles, the Steelers, you know, the Packers, teams that their fans just travel with and support all the time, and it really goes a long way. And as you said, on TV, watching that game and all those Eagles jerseys, if you didn't know it was played in London, you thought they were playing in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I mean, it was amazing.
It was pretty awesome. And oh, by the way, the folks in the U.K., do a tremendous job. There were 85,000 people at Wembley Stadium. I mean, there wasn't a seat to be had in the stadium. The NFL UK have done a phenomenal job of promoting that game. There were 3 games this year. And I think what you'll eventually see, Sean, are 8 games over in the UK. And I think that 9:30 time slot, you know, everything I saw and read about Philadelphia, you know, eggs and kegs was a big hit around the area. And I think every bar had a really good day on Sunday morning. You know, it wasn't just let's go to church. They went to church early and stopped for kegs and eggs and then got ready for the Eagles game. So, you know, that time slot is going to become very valuable to the National Football League. And, you know, the NFL is always looking to expand opportunities. And London certainly is a place that I expect even more games to come from.
No, I agree with you. I mean, there's no question the NFL, like any business, is trying to grow their business. And the international dollar is huge. If they can find a way to become more stable in London and play more games in Europe, because as you said, you got 85,000 people that are willing to pay. They have tremendous support over there for the NFL, and the league is going to do everything they can to find a way to play more and more games there. I think 1 year down the road, when one day again you have the airplanes that used to fly over there, what were they called? The Concorde.
Yep.
It's 2 hours and 57 minutes. One of these days where you can get planes to fly like that, I think you may see a franchise there, because it's so important to the league to grow their brand. And London is a place where they decided that we want to make our mark.
Yeah, and they, you know, for the most part, I was very impressed with their knowledge of the American game. I actually played in the old Wembley Stadium in 1988 when I was playing for Don Shula and the Miami Dolphins. We played the San Francisco 49ers, what at that time was called the American Bowl. It was a preseason game. And it was really cool because for the entire week, we practiced against the 49ers. And it was, you know, myself and Dan Marino with the Dolphins. It was Joe Montana with the Niners. And you got to watch each other and practice against each other. And I really enjoyed it. And we had thousands of people at practice. We sold out Wembley Stadium. This is 30 years ago. You can see how far the game has come and the vision that this league now has with Roger Goodell and Mark Waller is, I guess you could say, the commissioner of NFL UK. They've done a great job there, and they've accepted American football.
You know, they have. You think about it. You're talking about 30 years ago that you played there, and, you know, all these years that interest has just built and built and built, and the NFL has put people over there full time. There's former players who work full time in London on behalf of the NFL, and there's no question they're trying to make this a permanent thing there, and I think they're going to be successful doing
Sean, that. And I even went for the full-blown experience. We went to a Premier League soccer game on Monday night at Wembley, and I got to tell you, it was pretty cool.
Well, I'm telling you, that's you know, that's something where everyone in the world is familiar with, and for you to be able to attend that in person and see that whole thing, any sports fan would like to say once in their life they could do that. That's great.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm not a big soccer fan. I'll be the first to admit it. And but when you go and you watch some of the greatest soccer players in the world play that game, of course the score was 1-0. Like every soccer game seems to end 1-0, and I actually wagered that two goals would be scored in the game, and I had good odds, but that didn't work out.
Well, at least you can make a wager on it and made it more interesting.
Sean, you walk into Wembley Stadium, you can bet. There's all these prop bets, who's going to score goals, and there are lines people are waiting to bet on every game. So it makes it kind of interesting, you know, you get focused a little bit when you get a little money on the game. And of all things, it's 1-0. I got the bet of two goals in the game, 3-1 odds. Crossbar. Hits the crossbar with about 5 minutes to go. Killer.
Anybody would have taken that because that's both games. That's both teams.
Both teams.
You're figuring
yep.
Each team's going to score a goal and you're a winner. 3-1. I think I might have taken that too.
All right, Sean, let's go into your wheelhouse. 23 years as a punter in professional football. I mean, your resume, I need like another page. Giants, Rams, Bucks, Packers, Eagles, Rams, Eagles, Giants. You've been around a long time. Is the value still there for the punters in today's NFL?
You know, I think there is. I don't think they talk about it as much as they did in the 80s and 90s. And back in the 70s, the top punters were talked about more and I think given more props than they are today. I mean, I think the young guys today are outstanding, you know, but the league has focused more and more on the offenses. The rules of the game favor the offense, more scoring. You don't quite hear as much about them, but certainly you can look to every game that's close, and most of the time there is a play on a punt team one way or another that had something to do with helping a team win or lose.
The Eagles win a Super Bowl last year with Donnie Jones as a punter. This year it's Cameron Johnson averaging 49.9. I mean, that's a whisker under 50 yards per punt. Do you see Cameron as a valuable weapon for this Eagles football team?
You know, I really do, Ron. It's amazing what he's done as a rookie. He's been so good. And last year in training camp, he did very well. I mean, if they would have went with him, I think they'd have been okay. But certainly they made the right choice going with Donnie Jones, who was a veteran. They won the Super Bowl, but they realized they had a good young punter waiting in the wings, and Cam Johnson has been outstanding.
All right, Sean, I know you just got scared when our next guest walked onto the dais here in front of his mic. This is another very special guest. This show is so much fun. You never know who's dropping in. I never would have known this was Jari Evans, formerly from the New Orleans Saints, the Seattle Seahawks, and, of course, the Green Bay Packers. And Jari is from Philadelphia, Frankfort High School, went to Bloomsburg College. You know, I was given your stats and your resume, Sean. How about this for Jari? These are some amazing, amazing numbers. Obviously a Super Bowl champion with the Saints. 6-time a Pro Bowl player. 4 times a first-team All-Pro. And this is probably the most important, Jari. 2 times the Madden Most Valuable Protectors Award. And a member of the Saints' 50th anniversary team. Hey, great to have you on the show. Jari Evans, local Bloomsburg College, Frankfort High School. Jari.
Thanks for having me, man.
I'm scared to death of you.
Your outfit looks great, man. Thanks, man. I think it looks awesome.
I had this in the closet for a while. I thought it'd be a great time to bring it out.
It worked. And by the way, Sean, Jari is also my partner with the Philadelphia Soul.
So I wasn't aware of that. That's awesome.
We got the Soul guys involved with everything, and Jari is just an amazing, amazing person. And, you know, he came back from New Orleans, much like Marcus Colston did, lives in this area, has business in this area. And by the way, Jari, you've opened up your second restaurant, right?
Yes. Somo. One in Manayunk and now one in South Philly.
Somo. Yep. Well, how'd you come up with that name?
It stands for our business partner, James. His daughter's name is Sophia, and their last name is Morrissey. So, like, Somo, Sophia, Morrissey. So,
tell us about your restaurant. Sean's
looking for a free meal.
Tell me about that restaurant.
Come on through. James opened the first one in Manayunk, and me and my wife jumped aboard after about the first year. And before we got aboard of the first one, he told us he wanted to put the second one at our location and become partners, and that's what we did.
Now, Sean, you may remember this site, Medora's Mecca.
Yep.
I do remember the Mecca, absolutely.
You could smell that food while you were practicing
from the practice field, you can smell it.
Well, Jari now has that restaurant.
Yeah. That's Somo right there.
That's walking distance
from the link. And where the Phillies play.
That's it.
That's a great spot.
Yeah, I was lucky. Ralph sold that place to me about almost 4 years ago. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
and you did extensive renovations, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We made it three-floor restaurant. The top floor is going to be like an event space. The second floor is an open kitchen for dining with the outdoor patio area. And then the first floor is a 20-seat bar with some high tops and a lounge. Big screen TVs and some outdoor patio.
Man. Can't wait to stop by.
Jari Evans, not only one of the greatest football players in New Orleans Saints history, but a guy that has come home and given back to this community. Now, I love to get offensive line on this show. And when Jari's around, man, I get like pumped up because he's so big, he's so strong.
I know you like that, man. Protectors.
I like those guys around me. So, okay, Jari, we know where the rubber meets the road. You know, you've protected a first ballot Hall of Famer in Drew Brees down there. Mm-hmm. You know how important it is to protect that quarterback. As you watch this Eagles offensive line, and it's been banged up a little bit, so it hasn't been a cohesive group this year, but how good is this Eagles offensive line from your perspective?
I think they're real good. Obviously, when they get Lane back, I just heard he got hurt a little bit.
Knee injury. Might be a month, though.
Yeah, those guys are good. I mean, JP is your veteran of 15, 16 years, has great feet. I know they had a couple guys in and out the left guard position in Winooski or the other young guy. But Kelsey held it down in the center for a long time, Pro Bowl player. And your right guard, Brandon Brooks, Pro Bowl player, big guy. And big Lane on the end. I mean, they're great. And you add the tight end into that mix. They're a good group. They're a real good group.
So when you look down the road, and you were probably in your car driving over here, and we came on the air, and Steve, our DJ, getting the crowd all whipped up to a frenzy. He's already on to Dallas. You know, he's already to Dallas in 2 weeks, the Sunday night game. You know, it'll be all lathered up. When you played with the Saints, and then you went to Green Bay, you went to Seattle, Are the rivalries as bitter? Now, you grew up in this Philadelphia area. Are the rivalries like the Saints? Who was your bitter, bitter team that you wanted to beat?
Falcons. All day. That's a heated rivalry down there in New Orleans. And I feel like it's ironic that they named their dome after our dome, after the Mercedes-Benz dome. Now they want to name their dome the Mercedes-Benz dome.
I didn't even think of that. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Because someone paid for it. Why do you think they named it?
You would think they wouldn't allow it to be the same thing.
Exactly. But the Falcons was our rival down there in New Orleans, and that game was always a one-possession game.
You know, when the Saints acquired Drew Brees, everything turned. You know, and to me, you know, the acquisition of Carson Wentz here in Philadelphia, long term, everything turned. From an offensive lineman's perspective, when you know you have that guy under center, he's the guy for a decade. How good does that make you feel? How confident are you feeling knowing you got a guy you can count on every single week?
It makes you feel, you know, really confident. You know, you get to know how that guy likes to move. You get to know where he wants to escape. That was one big thing in Green Bay, always knowing where Aaron wanted to escape to make those throws out of the pocket. But more importantly, He's the guy, he's a general that touches the ball every single play. So to have that consistency back there with a player like that, it means a lot.
You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with 35 years of NFL experience as my guests, Jari Evans and Sean Landetta. 35 years. Let's see, you throw in my 17 years. Man, we're over 50. We've got a bunch of old guys up here today, I guess. Right? But, guys, thank you so much. And, of course, the Ron Jaworski Show is so much fun. We always have a good time. I like to tell the folks it's time to fall into savings. My friends over at Burns Honda. You get that, Sean? You fall into savings?
I like
that. This is tricky stuff. You got to pay attention when we're reading these things. All month long, prices are falling on all of your favorite models. Accords, Civics, Pilots, and much, much more. Now's the perfect time to get a Pilot. They still have great deals on 2018s and have some 2019s coming in daily. Take advantage of Burns Honda's amazing offer. Stop in today for extremely low lease pricing and limited team financing options. Great stuff. Time to turn to Burns before fall savings turn into those year-end events. October 31st, by the way. Turn to Burns. Get that special. In fact, head over there right now. Burns Honda is located on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. We'll be back with more from Sean Landetta, Jari Evans, here on the Ron Jaworski Show. Stay tuned.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy Howie-ween.
We traded for Golden Tate. At the end of the day, the price is what it is. When you look around the league and what the market is for these guys, there's no one more productive than Golden Tate.
This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic. This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds come back home after beating Jacksonville in London 24-18 last week. They are now 4-4 on the season, but still find themselves behind Washington for the NFC East lead. The win came with a cost as Adam Schefter reported that Lane Johnson could miss up to a month with a sprained MCL. The Birds will have to watch from home this week to see how the rest of the division and Eastern Conference do as they head into their Week 9 bye.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with XFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11-18-18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
This is Ron Jaworski. Have you ever dreamed of being a member of a prestigious country club, but thought there's no way you could afford it? Well, think again. My Downingtown Country Club has membership packages starting at $170 a month. That's right. Right, only $170 a month. Join now, play free for the rest of the year. And just when you think it can't get any better than that, it does. Your Downingtown membership now includes all 6 of my signature golf courses. Visit golfdowningtown.com now.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
If you are an architect, engineer, mechanical contractor, or building owner, you should get to know the Bradford White Magnum Series Commercial Water Heaters. Bradford White Magnum Series Commercial Water Heaters incorporate features that result in greater durability, more reliable and energy-efficient performance, exceptional installation, flexibility, and cost savings. No matter what the call for hot water, there's a Bradford White Commercial Water Heaters solution for your business properties. Visit BradfordWhite.com today for details.
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love.
It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of three different Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas Pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for three games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Glenn Mills and all of Delco.
975 The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 975 The Fanatic.
Don't get too excited.
Welcome back, everyone. The Ron Jaworski Show coming to you live from Riley's Pub at the Valley Brook Country Club. And oh my goodness, I have some incredible guests. Sean Landetta, 23 years, a punter in professional football. Jari Evans, 12 years in professional football, six-time Pro Bowler, four times a first-team Pro Bowler. Man, there's a lot of knowledge up here. I don't know, Jari's scaring me a little bit with that outfit, man.
Looks pretty good to me.
Yeah, he did. I'd like to have him blocking, that's all. All right, guys, big news this week. Let's move on from the Eagles' victory over Jacksonville over in London. Howie did it again. Howie's back there in the lab, the mad scientist. Love him. Absolutely love him. He does everything humanly possible to make this team better. And lo and behold, he comes up with Golden Tate. Wide receiver, proven performer, Super Bowl champion, can play the slot, can play outside, quarterback friendly. I always love to use that term from a quarterback's perspective. Quarterback friendly. What does that mean? You always know what he's doing. He doesn't fool you. He'll hit his launch targets. He'll hit his landmarks on the field. That's the kind of guy that will help this offense. Guys, your thoughts on Golden Tate coming to the Eagles?
Go ahead, Jari.
I completely agree with you, Jaws. He reminds me of a guy I played with for a long time, Lance Moore. You know, that guy that kept the chains moving. Great route runner. You know where he's going to be. You don't have to guess. You can get rid of the ball before he's out of his break. You know, he's going to make the right, you know, breaks and get to the spot. But that's the guy he reminds me of. And he can, you know, if he breaks a tackle, he can go the distance. So I like that pickup. And you see teams that do things that's going to help their team win. Like, they have a game plan. Like, we're trying to win this year. We're not waiting. We're not going to wait around. We're going to do something now to help us win. And that was a good pickup. And also, that should help the run game, because you got to account for that guy and Alshon and, you know, the tight end. So they're not going to be able to pack the box and just play against the run.
Now, Sean, in between your cups of bullion and coffee at practice, did you ever watch the wide receiver? Boy, did I get a dirty look at it. Did you ever watch the wide receivers running their routes?
All the time. I mean, I used to be really intrigued at how good these guys were. I'd watch the quarterbacks throw, the receivers catch, the runners run. I'd watch the defensive linemen work. And there's no question. I mean, them picking him up is just going to be such a boost. And, you know, there are not many people happier in this area than Carson Wentz. I mean, having another target like that to throw the ball to, you know, you mentioned the tight end and Alshon. I mean, they're not staying still. They know they need to improve. They're 4-4, not where they want to be, but they're still in good shape. I thought they may try and go get a running back, Ron. I'm sure they looked into Le'Veon Bell. Price tag was probably too high, but I thought they'd look more at the running back position. But, hey, they went out and landed a legitimate star NFL player that will absolutely help them win.
Sean, there is no doubt, you know, Howie Roseman will look under every stone, under every rock to do what he can to help the football team. And who knows what really happened? You know, we'll never know. But we know that he landed a Golden Tate. And there was a need for that slot receiver. And the one thing, you know, that I as I've studied Golden Tate and his career in this league, he's a guy that makes the first man miss. He's not a guy that's going to blow by people with blazing speed. But if you're playing inside, you have to make that first defender miss. That's where the yak comes, the yards after catch. He's been one of the best in the NFL with yards after the catch. And I back to that user-friendly, quarterback-friendly receiver. The Eagles run a lot of RPOs, those run-pass options. And I'll tell you, it may not happen, you know, against Dallas in, you know, 11 days from now or 10 days from now. But that chemistry with Carson Wentz will eventually happen with Golden Tate, because he'll learn to trust him because he knows where he's going to be. And that's where the explosive plays will come. I mean, it's been a grind offensively so far this year. It's been a grind. Now you can get those big plays back, not only from Alshon Jeffrey, but short pass, long run.
No, no question. I mean, getting a quality receiver there. How many times through the years have we seen the highlights when he was with Seattle and when he was with Detroit of him making a catch and going and scoring a touchdown? Well, that's what we're going to see now when wearing an Eagles helmet and playing for the Eagles. So there's no question he's going to be a big boost to their offense.
You know, Jari, you had a lot of really good receivers down there, you know, in New Orleans. You guys, you know, won a Super Bowl. You know, you have Drew Brees. You know, you mentioned Lance Moore. How important is it, as you practice with these guys every day, was the confidence Drew Brees knowing that he had in that receiving core?
He was very confident. And the one thing that we always tried to do was just get the ball into Drew hands more, get more possessions, whether it's creating turnovers to get another possession, or whether it's just keeping the chains moving to get another four or five plays to possess the ball and, you know, take time off the clock. And that's how I see they're using Golden Tate to get those crucial, you know, short in between 3 and 5 yards where he can do a quick route on time, a time and rhythm route where he can get separation because he's so good at doing it, and to keep the chains moving to get a fresh set of downs.
Jari, I always love when I get an offensive lineman on this show, because I get an idea of the temperament of an offensive lineman. And last week when we were talking about the Eagles, there was some concern, you know, after that loss, that the Eagles abandoned the running game against Carolina, that, you know, it became a pass-happy game. And I can only expound on, you know, my 17-year career. I would hear it from the offensive lineman on Monday. Damn it, give us a chance to knock somebody off the ball. You know, hey, let's ice this game with the running game. We got a lead. Is that the mentality an offensive lineman has and has to have? They want the weight of the game put on their shoulder when it's crunch time.
You're definitely right. And I saw something you put last week. They had one run at the fourth quarter and 2 minutes of the third quarter in that
Correct.
Game. And that came at the second to last play of the game on the 3 or 5 yard line. One thing Coach Payton used to do with us is sometimes he would come and he would say, you know what? The first down is on you guys. The first down is on you guys. And if we knew we didn't get that, the first three calls are going to be run calls, no matter where we are. We knew if we didn't get that first down, it's going to be a long day for us. We're going to be on our heels. We're going to throw 40 times a game. Yeah. So sometimes you do, you know, put the onus on the guys up front. And the guys up front know, hey, this game, we're going to match these guys. Okay, this game, we got some tough pass rushers. It's going to be tough. But I do think they need to run the ball more. I think they need to trust it more. And sometimes those 2-3 yards wind up being 10, 15, 20 later in the game as you wear those guys down.
Jari, give us a little insight into Drew Brees. And you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my special guest, Sean Landetta, and Jari Evans, a 6-time Pro Bowler with the New Orleans Saints, and played with Drew Brees for a long time. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, in my opinion, he's probably, you know, with him and Todd Gurley right now are the two guys you would say at the midway point, the league MVPs. You know, what separated Drew Brees from all the other guys who'd ever been around?
The biggest thing is we all know what he can do on the field, but it's what he does off the field. You know, he's very, you know, not strategic, but he's very disciplined in his daily routine, and he doesn't break it. I mean, he's the first guy in, last guy out. even when we do O-line dinner on Thursdays, you know, we're ordering his food because he's still at work watching film while we're at dinner, starting dinner off, and he doesn't leave the building until 7:30, 8 o'clock. And he's there bright early in the morning watching film. I remember coming in, I used to get in, our meetings are 8, I used to try to get in at 7 before just to warm my body up, get in the hot tub and do some things, and he's already... I walk right past the quarterback film room, and he's already watching film, getting the game plan in. And, you know, they also had extra practices, not extra practice, but he would keep the receivers after practice for a little while just doing more routes. You know, those guys just always just repetition. I mean, I would see him on the treadmill sideways like he's taking a drop. The treadmill right. would be going fast, and he's hitting hitches on the treadmill like he's hitching, like this. I mean, it just, the little things.
He's getting his mind right.
Just getting his mind right. Yeah. Those mental reps that he's doing over and over and over again leading up to the game. And when he sees it, he communicates and lets everybody know, and we all get on the same page, and it clicks.
Now, you also play with another guy that's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Did you sense that same commitment to excellence that you saw to Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely with A-Rod. But, you know, A-Rod also had that ability to go off script and trust his legs and be able to deliver a throw like a dart on the bullseye on the run. So he definitely, A-Rod had that dimension to him. But, you know, I've been in the huddle. A-Rod to call his, sometimes he'll call his own play. He also had, you know, not saying that Drew didn't, but he had trust in his teammates. He would ask the guys, he would say, hey, what do you see out there? What do you like? How's this guy playing? And, you know, the receivers would tell him how they're playing, and he'll be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And they'll do it and execute it, you know, and that's just trusting your guy and having faith in your guy. But, you know, they're both the same people. They just, you know, have different tools. Something a little bit different tools.
A little bit different.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with Sean Landetta and Jari Evans. And, hey, do you want to be a pro football player? You can be. Go to the Philadelphia Soul tryouts this Saturday morning at Total Turf in Pittman, New Jersey, and you have a chance to make a professional football team. Go to PhiladelphiaSoul.com for more information. We'll be back with more from Sean Landetta and Jari Evans right after this. Don't even think about changing that dial.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic. The bye week is here, but the excitement continues as the Eagles trade for wide receiver Golden Tate. With 8 games remaining and 5 of those games NFC East matchups, is this the Eagles division to lose? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
We'd just gotten home from vacation, and Richie had to go downstairs to grab something out of the dryer, and he had set foot in about 3 to 4 inches of water.
Well, what happened was the pressure relief valve for the hot water heater had failed, and it just leaked water while we were gone.
I had no idea the amount of damage that water could do.
With her being pregnant, the in-laws coming, a little bit of water, it really rocked our world. I called USAA, and they greeted me as they always do. Sergeant Baker, how are you? They were on it. They took care of everything, A to Z. It was unbelievable. Having insurance is something everyone needs, but having USAA, that's a privilege. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love. Like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get 4 lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto-pay. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
$40 per line for 4 lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $0 down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
The banana is a member of the berry family. A strawberry is not.
Some things you just don't need to know.
Babies blink less than adults.
For everything else, watch Jeopardy. It's all you need to know.
Tonight at 7 on 6 ABC.
Watch Real this week for your chance to win a new home in a Latitude Margaritaville community. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of the U.S. and Canada, excluding Quebec. 18 or older. Daily entry and prize restrictions apply. See rules at wheelofortune.com.
Tonight at 7:30 on 6 ABC.
The reviews are in. Philly's newest sports bar is now its best sports bar. Stats on 17th. Located in the heart of Rittenhouse, Stats on 17th has over 30 screens showing all of the college and pro games, great food, smoking hot waitresses, and bartenders with drink specials during all the games. Philadelphia finally has the great sports bar to watch the Birds, Sixers, and Flyers. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street below Davio's. If you want to watch Philly sports with real fans, there is only one way. Stats on 17th. StatsOn17.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register to win Jason Mertidis's Big Boy Toy Club prize for October, courtesy of Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years, offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends. Online at royalbilliard.com. The Missinelli Station, 97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, everyone. The Ron Jaworski Show is coming to you live, as you can tell, from Riley's Pub at the Valley Brook Country Club. Soul Man on the floor doing push-ups. The Soulmates dancing around. The Miller Lite girls having fun. Jari Evans, Sean Landetta, two superstar guests, and a whole lot of people having fun here at the bar. Good to be with you here on the Ron Jaworski Show, and as usual, brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during those peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at xfinity.com. We're brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Thanks to Nick Jaffray, Brad Freud Water Heaters. Oh, they are built to be the very best. And our special friends at Miller Lite, Mark Kramer, Brendan Dalton, thank you so much, as I see all the Miller Lights lined up at the bar. Great to be with you. Jari, Sean. Man, the midway point of the season. The Eagles go into a bye week. Jari, how important was that to you to get to that point of the season where you're going to get that little time off?
Yeah, it's real important. It's a recharge. You get a time to get your body right, to take on the second half of the season. And you know what? They got it. They drew the big end of the stick, I guess. The best end. You know, they get it halfway through the
halfway
season.
Halfway through.
That's very crucial to get it not early and not too late halfway through the season where they can recharge their body and put their best foot forward on the last half of the season.
You know, Sean, you played for a lot of coaches, and there are different ways to approach the bye week. Give me some of the superstar coaches that you played for in your 23 years.
Probably the most well-known one is Bill Parcells in New York. I also played for Mike Holmgren, who was a terrific coach in Green Bay. I mean, really, really good coach. Dan Reeves was a great coach for a lot of years in the NFL. You and I, coincidentally, both played. We have an alumni team and an alumni coach. I played for Chuck Knox.
That's correct.
And you played for Chuck Knox back in the 70s. And
thanks for reminding me.
Well, that's okay.
Great guy.
You know, just... just an old school guy, Chuck Knox, and Andy Reid. Thank God for Andy Reid. If he doesn't come to Philly, I don't play my 5 years here for the Eagles, because I was in Green Bay when he was there, and then when he got the job here, fortunately, it gave me the opportunity to come back here. I'd been here 3 years in the USFL, but best thing ever was I was able to come back here, and now I live in Bucks County, and this is a part of my life, this area. So all good coaches, they all handled it differently.
Yeah, is there one coach that you felt handled the bye week better than the others, or was there a consistent mode the way they did things?
Most of them did it the same, but there were a couple that would give us off 5 or 6 days. Most of the time they wanted to keep that week kind of consistent, give you a chance to rest, but still practice a little bit and have the weekend off. But a couple times there were coaches that you come in Monday and they'd give you off till the next Monday, the next Sunday, which was amazing. I don't think it hurt us, but boy, it was really a true break in the middle of the season.
Jari, how did Sean Payton handle that?
Earlier, 2006 probably to 2009 and 10, he made us practice the first few days and then gave us the latter in the week off, and then we always still had that Tuesday off to make it feel like a normal week, your player's day off. But he would make us practice for 4 days and then give us the weekend and then come back Monday, because you want to make sure you give those guys an extra day, make sure they're not stuck in travel too, because how guys are trying to skip out on you. But later in the career, he started giving us that full week off. He started giving us that full week off, coming after the game, and he would give us that full week off, and then maybe we'll start a little bit earlier on Sunday, something light, then Monday, a regular Monday, then off Tuesday, then your hard day on Wednesday again.
I was over in London the past week, and I've got two guys with me here, Sean Landetta and Jari Evans, 35 years of NFL experience. And I got to ask you guys, this is going to be a really direct question. Have you ever skipped out on a $64,000 dinner bill?
I didn't even know that was possible. I mean, I think if you bought every person in the restaurant food and drink, it wouldn't cost that. And I certainly wouldn't try to skip out on it. I know what you're referring to, and I would really love to see the details, because the way it was reported, you just can't imagine that happening, but I guess it did.
Yeah, as maybe some of our listening audience that doesn't know what I'm speaking about, in London, the Jacksonville Jaguars, a bunch of their players went out. I had a very nice dinner, and the dinner tab was 64. I guess it was probably 64,000 pounds. I'm not sure, it may have been dollars. And
that's more. That's more dollars. That's more money.
So all of a sudden,
there was a bottle of something expensive.
It couldn't have been a nice steak, right?
Expensive.
Well, I think there was like Louis the 13th.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big bottle.
Now, Jari, I know you played in the big money era. You were in the big money era. And I know these rookies would come in, right? They got the big contract, and you probably took them down to Jimmy Moran's or something down there, just off of Bourbon Street. And all of a sudden, you guys wined and dined. Yep. It may not have got up to 64,000, but
we had a tab that big. But what we did, my rookie year, me and Zach, we were smart. We went to the liquor store and bought our bottle of Louis, so they wouldn't try to order it at the restaurant and get us with it. So we had it all night, but. I don't know how those guys in Jacksonville did that. I mean, they've been going out there for a long time, so they know how to navigate that space and trouble like that before the game. You know, I know Doug Marrone is not happy. He was my first O-line coach, and I know he's definitely going to address
it. Yes, Doug is with the Saints. In fact, you know, Doug and I were teammates, and we played in that 1988 American Bowl in London. Okay. In fact, I was with Doug on Saturday afternoon, and we were reminiscing about playing here 30 years ago. You know, and by the way, I've known him for 30 years, and I have never seen Doug Marrone as angry as he was on Saturday. Yeah. He just wasn't happy with his football team. And, you know, he can, you know how coaches are. They're going to keep everything in. And he kind of saw me and pulled me into a corner and just started venting. And I could understand why. They've got a better football team. Yeah. Doug's a fantastic football coach. You got Tom Coughlin leading that organization. And, man, they just aren't playing right now. And I don't know if you can put your finger on that and, you know, and salvage the season, because they're too good to be 3-5. Too good of a team.
I agree, especially with that defense. I definitely agree. I think they're just not happy what's going on the other side of the ball, and Fournette being hurt is not helping those guys. And you know, Bortles just not playing well. I think it's just a little discouraging for them. But as a pro, you know, you guys know this. You gotta show up and do your job 110% to the best of your ability. And there's no way that the defense should be taking, you know, letting people score that many points as good as they are.
Yeah, they're just too good.
You think about it, Ron. This is a team, right, that last year was 3 minutes from the Super Bowl.
Right.
They were beating New England in New England, 3 minutes away from the Super Bowl. So they got talent, but something's not right.
Yeah, I thought it was a game where Doug kind of mismanaged the clock before the first half. They kind of sat on a lead. And, you know, and I actually think Doug Peterson learned a lot from that game, saying, hey, you know, when you got the Patriots down, you better try to stomp on the throat, you know, as Darwin Walker always said. Just stomp on their throat and, you know, be like a pit bull in a meat truck. You know, that's how you got to get after people, you know. All right, guys, I want to thank you. Jari Evans, Sean Landetta, 35 years of NFL experience giving us incredible insight here on Halloween evening. Thank you so much, guys. That'll do it for tonight's Ron Jaworski Show. Next week, we'll be coming to you live from the Ramblewood Country Club. My special guest will be, the great evaluator of talent, Mike Mayock, will be joining us at Ramblewood Country Club. It will be a great show. Stay tuned. Good night, everyone. Take care and drive safely, and happy Halloween.